You know, there are a few qualities, I think, that I value higher. To me, I value higher than loyalty. And, you know, loyalty is always, people forget, loyalty is a two-way street. If I'm on the team with you, if we're on a team together, if you're on my team, I'm with you, okay? And you're going to have to basically do some pretty bad things for me to go the other way, not like one little screw-up. Because that's what loyalty is. It's about the test of time, to me. But it's different for everybody out there. And if you are loyal to somebody, you know, do you engender loyalty, I guess, would be the question in others. Good thing for a leader, for a business manager, if you own a business, to think about when you're hiring and working with employees and et cetera, community groups, you name it. Let's visit this morning with our good friend, Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, about the topic of loyalty. Doc, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave, and this is always a very good topic because loyalty is what really makes the interactions of human beings work effectively. Because if you're loyal, mm-hmm. you're a team person, you've developed trust, you can have love, you can have friendship. Without it, really, there's no trust, because if you're dealing with people that are dishonorable, people that betray you, then there can be no relationship. Now, loyalty is something that's developed over many years. It's not like you just become loyal one day. It's a consistent set of interactions that show someone's committed and really desires to be a team player, be right. Someone who's with you. You do in families. We have it. We have an organization, teams, wherever human beings congregate and meet and work together.
What would you say? I mean, I remember having a colleague once. I wouldn't say a friend, but a colleague. And I said about the Super Bowl, I said, so who are you pulling for? And he goes, who do you think's going to win? I said, just set that aside for a second. Who do you want to win? He goes, I don't know, whoever the winning team is going to be. And I thought about that. I said, do you apply that to other areas of your life? Because I guess you'll always be happy, I suppose, but you'll never experience the lows that make the highs worth it. I mean, you're always on the winning team. Yeah, who won? That's my team. I don't get that. And I think you can apply that to people, too.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, the point is, you know, even the thing you can't, quote, have two masters at one time, an old biblical quote. I think in life, we want to be loyal. We
yes.
want to be committed. I think we don't want to be fighting with people or causing problems, but if you can't really show a real sense of loyalty, you're never going to have a really deep type of a relationship. It'll be like still waters run deep. You know, there'll be just be people that we meet at a surface level. Because if you really want to develop loyalty, it's really where two people really become one. They're committed. They're working together, like in a good marriage, in a good relationship, in a good working environment. It's really that loyalty that has people working and feeling as a team. And if it's lacking, it's really bad. And the worst thing about betrayal, you can have someone who's been a friend and you've been loyal to each other for many years, but a major betrayal can destroy years-long friendship and loyalty, and that's really bad. So loyalty is really very, very critical, very important in all interactions. I mean, there are those that would say it's the number one, and from it is what springs love, which springs friendship, which springs relationships, which springs mm-hmm. teams. So I think we should never underestimate loyalty. In fact, you know, as you look over time, like I like Mario Puzo, the strength of the family, like the strength of the army, is in its loyalty, you know, to each other. And then Cicero, nothing is more noble, nothing more venerable than loyalty. And these are just, and we can pop these quotes off our own mind or interactions with others, but they're really critical to effectively leading a life, because who wants to be known as someone who's not loyal, someone who betrays them?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, if you say, how do you react to this word, and the word is disloyal, I react very negatively to that word.
That's right.
That would be in my highly negative category. What about this, though? Let's flip this around a little bit. Just in fairness, you've heard the phrase loyal to a fault.
Yeah.
Now, how do, from a psychological standpoint, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with feelings of loyalty where maybe your feelings of loyalty have become, either over time or in a more ad hoc way, misplaced?
Well, I believe this. I believe that if we really have good loyalty, we're going to have honesty, and we're going to have good interactions. Isn't that really true? If we find ourselves in a relationship where things aren't working well or there's a lack of trust, then really the relationship isn't there. In fact, let me just read one other quote here. Staying with someone that doesn't appreciate you isn't loyalty. It's stupidity. Now, that was anonymous in terms of the source. But I do really believe that if we start finding that somebody we're with is not loyal, is not trustworthy, is really not making us feel better or doing nothing to enhance us, then that is a false loyalty, and it is time to move on. I think whenever we even look back historically to the Etu Brute, you know, when Caesar was betrayed by deeply thought his own friends, and if you remember, our old cousin Dante placed him in the lowest ranks, Cassius and Brutus, down lowest ranks of hell, I might add.
Right.
So loyalty is something that is really pivotal in life. But if you're in a relationship and you're not feeling cared for, you're not feeling trusted, you're not feeling you can trust the person keeps letting you down, then that really is no longer what we're going to call loyalty. That's really a form of betrayal, and it's time to really, you know, really move on and move to a new type of relationship. Because a lot of people with low self-esteem do get into relationships where they are loyal as can be, but there's no reciprocity. If you don't have reciprocity, then it's really a false loyalty, not based on honesty.
Yeah, and you're a blind follower at that point.
Yes.
You're definitely not a leader yourself. You're in the follower category. But good leaders engender loyalty. Whether it's my life as a teacher, a coach, a coworker, a manager. I mean, they engender loyalty. Yes. And bad leaders, it's the opposite. It becomes chaos. It becomes it's terrible. But like you say, the loyalty is just the word. When you say that word, it has a resonance and a meaning that a lot of words don't, but it does, and it's important in our lives. DrJohnB.com is the website. The podcast is always there. Sometimes, like last week, due to me, a Better Late Than Never, If Ever award. But for the most part, it's there, and it has a lot of ways for you to interact as well with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Always good to talk to you, and appreciate your loyalty with the program.
Well, listen, thank
always.
You, Dave. We've known each other many years.
That's true.
Hopefully we'll continue the same way. Wonderful talking to you.
Sounds great. Have a good day. We have more ahead on the morning wake-up. We're going to turn our attention to Cobo Center in Detroit, where Donald Trump spoke for 52 minutes and change on Monday. Did he do something that will help move the needle in this campaign with his economic plan or not? We're going to find out next, 1320 WILS.